Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In a book entitled Feral Cities, Adventures with Animals in the Urban Jungle, the author, Tristan Donovan, looks at how shifting from a rural to more urban environment has changed wildlife. This is an important subject to consider as humans continue to destroy animal habitats. As this occurs, the resident wildlife have two choices. They may either try to move on and establish a viable territory somewhere else, or they may adapt to living in closer proximity to humans. Some species have been remarkably successful in adapting to human urban environments. But when I was reading about some of the changes that have been made in the animals and in the environments, I couldn't help thinking about how these same changes have affected companion animals and humans. For example, when previously rural animals find themselves in an urban environment, they become bigger. They put on weight. One reason for this is because in cities there's usually plenty of garbage, and garbage draws insects and it also draws rats and other scavengers, all of which may be prey for other wildlife. But humans and their companion animals are also getting bigger too. While part of this could be because they have access to more food, they get less exercise. Secondly, when previously rural animals find themselves in an urban environment, they learn to become road savvy. Animals who don't learn this valuable lesson don't survive very long. Same is true for cats and dogs living in the city, and certainly for humans. You need to learn the rules of the road. In urban environments, like humans, wild animals downsize their homes. They learn to get along and survive using less space. Previously solitary animals may learn to live together in social groups. If they want to live in that environment and take advantage of the ready food supply, being willing to live under more crowded conditions is part of the cost of that. But in the case of more solitary animals, that doesn't necessarily mean that they like each other. And so it is with humans. We can cram a lot of people into a high-rise apartment building, and yet there are a lot of people who have lived in such buildings for years and never once met or had any desire to meet their neighbors. When wild animals adapt to an urban environment, a lot of times they change their schedules. Animals who used to be out and about primarily during the daylight become more nocturnal. Dogs and cats may discover that their most active periods are evenings and weekends. As wild animals make the transition into urban environments, they come to associate humans with food, garbage, or sometimes handouts. Companion animals also sometimes associate humans with food. Not just food to sustain their physiological needs, but also food to sustain their emotional needs. Which emotional needs depends on what their owners teach them. At the same time as animals are changing as they move into more populated environments, the cities are changing in response to them too. So just as making the shift from life in a rural setting has changed wild animals, it's also changed us, and it's also changed companion animals too, and often in the same way. What will happen in the years ahead? It's hard to say. There is one difference, though, between wild animals and companion animals, or at least companion animals that are members of somebody's household. Wild animals pursue reverse gentrification. Wild animals seek out those areas where humans had been and left, for the obvious reason. They have less humans to worry about. The small prey will still be there, and human garbage will probably hang around for a long time too. Our strays do the same thing. They've had bad experiences with us, or perhaps they never wanted to be around us in the first place. They prefer places where we haven't been or we've been and gone. And maybe in such a way, they reclaim those spaces. Over time, when the plants come in that incredible way they have of growing in every nook and cranny, perhaps that area will go back to a wild space again. What was urban over time becomes rural again. Another cycle of nature, one that all of us contribute to every day of our lives without being aware of it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.